Live from 1416 Locust in the heart of Western Gateway Park, downtown Des Moines, it's Heather and Wicket.
Heather! Heather!
I'm right here, Wicket. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, good evening, good night. You know what time it is right now?
It is 5:57 and 54 seconds.
When was the last time your head was on a pillow and you were actually asleep?
Oh, I'm glad you qualified the asleep part,
yeah.
Wicket. I don't know.
About 24 hours ago?
More than 24. I mean, 24.
So you woke up
27 hours ago?
3 o'clock on Monday morning.
Right.
Sounds about right. That was the last time. You didn't sleep at all. Heather has not slept in 27 hours. What were you doing, you crazy kid?
I'm like a puppy, Wicket. You got to be up and ready.
Puppies
and happy
sleep.
And peppy.
Puppies will just sometimes leave and go into a corner into your bed and sleep.
Have you heard of Fong's, Wicket?
Yeah.
They have the delicious crab rangoon pizza. They've got the Fongolian beef.
Mm-hmm. Were you eating Fong's
They've
for the last
the
27 hours?
Honey garlic. I have tasted it all because they were filming a commercial last night down on 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And I was down there with the Brug Life Perspective boys.
So you are in the commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you going to remember us when you're big and famous?
I was not the star of the show. That would be Marcus rolling in on his skateboard.
New boyfriend.
Yeah.
So you're dating the television star
yeah.
is your new boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You look nice today. Like you look.
I wasn't wearing this last night.
You weren't?
I did a costume change.
You're wearing a Christmassy outfit. We'll talk about that
in
a moment.
Because
you're just not in black. So I didn't know what to do. I wondered, you know, was there something going on? So you have not been to bed yet. Did you, how do I put this gently? Did you imbibe in any adult beverages in the last, say, 9 hours?
I actually didn't.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I knew I was going to be up all night, Wicket. I mean, I was drinking a lot of Monster. Lots extra Monster. I mean, normally I sleep for a few hours, Wicket.
I know. Normally you get like 4 hours a night,
right.
which is crazy to me.
During that time, I'm not drinking caffeine. It's one of the very rare times. However, I've been continuing to drink caffeine all night long.
Have you eaten food? Like, to me, you have to have like fuel in the belly. It was all the food
bites.
You ate at Fong's.
Yeah, I had bites of many pieces of pizza. Delicious.
So for the past 27 hours, you've just consumed caffeine and Fong's.
I have.
That's it.
I have, and I feel good.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean,
I have.
Intern Colby, do I seem impaired to you?
Not at all. I'm impressed.
She's
by this.
Lying.
Because you also intern at the city office downtown, so you're basically a cop.
Is that how it works? I didn't realize that.
I feel like you could potentially pull me over.
I wouldn't, though, because you're competent.
On your tricycle or whatever.
That's
you
what
whatever you
Colby
arrive
comes
on.
Screaming down Locust on a big wheel. She's got the handbrake so she can pull over real quick and turn. I am applauding you for this adventure. It'll be interesting to get to 10 o'clock with you to see when. Now, do you have a plan of napping at some point?
Be absolutely fine. Yes, I have to nap, Wicket, because tonight we're at the Hy-Vee Drive-In Theater at Valley West Mall for Elf.
Yes, you will be.
And we're going to talk about my outfit later and what your outfit will be.
Okay. I have some news for you. In a little bit.
But I have to nap between now and then, obviously, or I'm going to fall asleep at the movie.
What is, do you have a, I mean, you just mainline Monster and mainline coffee, so I know your answer, but how do normal people, if they have to stay awake 24 hours, do it? Like, when was the last time anybody stayed awake for 24 hours?
Yeah.
244-1033. The last time I stayed awake for 24 hours, there were no kids.
What? Don't they keep you up?
I
would think that you've been up for 24 hours consecutive days since they've been born.
Our kids slept. We're very fortunate, especially at young ages. Like they, you know, you get 3 hours of sleep in a night, but you're still getting that. It's not 24. So to be up for 24 consecutive hours, this was pre-children. These were back in the, I'll put this delicately, partying days.
Right.
So there were things that, you know, boosted my performance throughout the evening. So I would say it's been at least 4 or 5 years since I stayed awake 24 hours, maybe more.
Stronger things than Monster Wicket? Because we looked at the caffeine content yesterday.
140 milligrams per can.
And apparently Bang has 300.
I took one of those once in the middle of the day, and I was up until the middle of the night. It was ridiculous.
Does intern Colt, do you stay up?
Have you ever stayed up for 24 hours straight?
At my senior prom. That's it. That's the only.
Which was like an hour ago.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
What did you do at your senior prom after the dance there, Colby?
Were you a DD? What were you doing for 24 straight hours?
Yeah, what do you do?
Bowling. We were bowling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so wholesome.
It's underwhelming, yeah.
Well, that's kind of a common thing now. Like, after we got done with our prom, I actually went home because I had mono. But
from kissing everyone?
Yes, on spring break. Her name was Marlene Pallotto. That's who I got it from. Because we got back from spring break, and she had mono, and then I got mono, and we made out at the club in Panama City Beach, Florida.
We should find her on Facebook.
I have.
See if she's recovered.
I think she's married with kids now, so.
See if she still wants you.
I don't know if she ever did in the first place, but that was spring break, and we were drunk, and we were 18 years old. But that's what Colby did. It's actually pretty common. They have these organized late night things so kids don't go to parties and don't drink and do drugs and things like that. A lot of, especially small town Iowa. Yeah.
Yep. What town are we talking?
Colfax.
Colfax.
Let's look up the what's the population.
Big shout out to Colfax.
Colfax, Iowa population. So yeah, small town and even big suburbs will do this too, where they have organized activities so that when the dance ends at 10 or 11 or whatever, you guys don't go get crazy in Colfax with a population of 2,069. Oh, my God. I had more than twice that at my high school. That's nuts.
That's bigger than the population of the town I went to high school in.
Is it really?
I think it was 759
wow.
or something. Yeah.
Craziness. So she has been up one time 24 hours in her life, and it was her senior prom night.
I'm up weekly 24 hours.
Are you really?
Yes.
Why?
I mean,
sleep. Get rest. The world is depending on you.
Oh, my gosh.
How often are you up 24 hours a day? 244-1033.
And what do you do?
I'm assuming nurses are going to be like, and firefighters are going to be like, yeah, guys, we do this. This is our gig. But love to hear. 244-1033.
Yeah.
How often or when was the last time you stayed up 24 hours? And how'd you do it? Heather has got an intravenous needle stuck in with a tube connected to a giant monster. You've been wheeling it around the studio.
I am imbibing my monster in the traditional fashion through my mouth.
You're not taking it, you know, as an IV. That's good.
Not
That's
today.
Good. I couldn't imagine staying up 24 hours. I don't know.
You can't imagine it. Come on, Wicket.
Not anymore.
Imagining
no.
is one of the easiest things you can possibly do. Get ready, Wicket.
So in like 30...
Name a color.
Blue.
Name an animal.
A dog.
Blue dog. Got it.
What? What?
It's so easy to imagine.
Are you sure you didn't get high while you were staying up for 24
Not
hours?
Not at all, okay. Wicket.
Okay. All right. Although when Limp Bizkit comes to town on the 2nd, I don't know how much sleep I'm going to get that night. I'm a little more concerned with that than anything. So that'll be on the 2nd of August. Cannot wait for that, Joe. It's going to be great.
244-1033, talking about tactics to stay awake, to increase your performance with no sleep.
The Laser. 244-1033.
Everything that rocks, Laser 103.3. It is a very, very special day, Wicket.
Is it? Are you taking advantage of this one today? Because I feel like you need this today.
July 20th is National Nap Day. So relax, close your eyes, and...
Mom?
Lie down on the couch and... Let the world go by as you drift away. Make that National Wish I Could Nap Day.
Mom.
Mine is more woofing and meowing and less momming.
Yes.
Although it would be awesome if the dogs and the cats said mom. Heather, if I don't sleep for long enough, then it will sound like that.
Heather has not been to bed yet since she woke up yesterday morning around, what?
Like quarter to three.
Three in the morning, something along those lines. Okay, well.
Mm-hmm. And I do this pretty frequently. There's just not normally photographic evidence.
You went to you're a big famous TV star now. You and your boyfriend were at a commercial for Fong's downtown. The commercial shoot didn't start till around midnight. What time did you get out of there? Like, what time did the celebration end?
It was after midnight.
Okay. Yeah. Like, was it a two-hour thing? Was it?
It was more than 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. And then you roll into here. The weird thing was, I was wondering if there was something up with you because your car is not in your normal parking spot.
There was another car parked in that spot when I got in here.
At midnight?
No, not at midnight, Wicket, but this morning when I got in here.
Okay.
There was another car. I don't know what they were doing, but
it's not there now. It's weird.
You're right. I wasn't hallucinating it, Wicket.
I don't know. You haven't been to bed for about 29 hours now, so.
It was that, like, unbank your bread car that comes in the parking lot sometimes. You know what I'm talking about.
I do. I have seen that thing, the community choice car that we have out there. Let's see, from the Facebook page, how do you normally stay awake? Mm-hmm. Terrence says, my neighbors use meth, a lot of meth.
Well, okay. That's not an option.
That's not a good thing for you today. Missy says, a good way to stay awake for 24 hours is to have a two-year-old that refuses to sleep. So if you want that.
Hard pass.
Nicole says, sativa keeps me awake. I get that. If you want to sleep, stay away from the sativa. You need the indica because it puts you in the couch. Remember that. Let's see here. Saturday morning to Sunday night from working my second job doing security. That's from Matt. That's how they stay up 24 hours.
Yeah.
There's a lot of references to drugs from the Hellraisers on the Laser page that I'm not going to read on the air. But if you have a suggestion of how Heather can get through, like, what is your day today? How long are you here at Laser? When will you have the opportunity to nap?
I'm not sure. It depends on,
'cause you work long hours here,
how the day progresses. But I am sure that I'll get a nap between now and the Hy-Vee Drive-In Theater down at Valley West Mall later for Elf.
Don't worry, I'll take a nap before the basketball game tonight. Because I have to watch the Bucks in the finals.
You're just rubbing it in. You already took off your Christmas dress.
It's hot!
If you would like to see Wicket in the Christmas dress, I will be posting that video shortly on Facebook.
It's up on the... I put a picture of me in the dress on the Laser Twitter page, on my personal Facebook page, and on the Laser Instagram page as well.
But if you'd like to weigh in on how you stay awake when you're doing a very long run, feel free to hit us up on social or give us a call. Hey, Laser.
This isn't going to help you out today, but the longest I've ever been awake was 84 hours.
What?
84 hours. Let me do the math. 24, 48, 72. That's 3.5 days?
Yes. I was in the Navy. We had pulled into the Philippines. It was my second time there. I had the mid-watch the night before, and I didn't have to be back to the ship for 3 days.
Man.
So there's a product from a Japanese pharmacy called Lipovitan, and it predates Red Bull by decades, and it's from a pharmacy. Two bottles of this got me through 84 hours of fun times.
Okay, if you're listening to this right now, we do not recommend what he is talking about.
Well, is it even legal in the U.S.? How do you get it?
It is. You can get it online now. It tastes nasty, but it works.
Hmm.
Oh, God.
I'm not there right now. I mean, I stay up all night all the time. I just don't normally have photographic evidence of it.
Gotcha. So get some and save it for next time.
I love that idea. I'm going to get some. I'm going to order it so that I can be awake for 84 hours, Wicket.
I love sleep so much more than you. I feel like sleep is amazing. I love it so much. I can't imagine 84 hours. I wouldn't even do 24 hours. I don't know how you can possibly stay awake longer than that. But you're rolling. 244-1033. If you have a suggestion or an example of how you've stayed awake for 24, 48, or 84 flipping hours.
Wait, you haven't ever stayed up for, like, 3 days before Wicket?
I have. I can't do it now.
Oh, okay, gotcha. You were talking.
I'm 40 now. Mm-hmm. I can't do it anymore.
Okay.
It's adorable. I have to get my rest in between beers. But I used to. But I, I ain't as good as I once was.
Listen, we are last night the
Back
Brug
in
Life
the prime.
Perspective guys
I used
and
to,
I made a plan. We're gonna get you out and we're going to unleash the fun that you speak of that
oh
you used
God.
To be.
Maybe Five Finger Death Punch night.
The Laser 244-1033.
It is National Nap Day.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Super convenient because today of all days, I'm thinking a nap might be in order, Wicket.
I think you're going to need one because you were up all night and you were doing big time TV stuff with the boyfriend and shooting commercials in downtown Des Moines while the rest of us were sleeping and being responsible. And then tonight you have the Elf showing at Valley West Mall. So how are you going to make it all the way?
I mean, I could,
how are you going to do it?
I could make it without a nap.
Take a nap, please.
But it's National Nap Day, so I'm very festive, Wicket. I mean, I'm wearing a Christmas dress now.
You are.
I will be wearing another Christmas dress later tonight.
It's not even the Christmas in July celebration officially yet, but you're already celebrating in this red and green dress you have on.
It's poinsettias.
Yeah.
It's daytime look.
Right.
But we are chatting about ways to stay awake should the crash feel real.
And for everyone on the Laser Facebook page, tons of people have gotten in. Heather's not going to take LSD to stay awake. All right? Heather's not
going
to.
Are they really suggesting that, Wicket?
They're suggesting LSD or cocaine. Like, you're not going to do this in the middle of the day.
No. Not at all,
okay,
Wicket.
Okay, making sure.
I like over-the-counter stimulants.
Okay.
Like Monster.
Oh, God.
I haven't tried Bang yet.
That is the. It's basically two monsters plus. It's like two and a half monsters in one.
I don't know why. Because, I mean, you like a bargain, Wicket.
I do like
a
good deal.
It's the same price as a monster. I should have been buying this the whole time.
You're not getting the milligrams of caffeine for your buck.
The bang for your
the
buck.
The bang for your buck.
Is that why they call it that, Wicket?
I think it's because it is. It hits you. Well, it hits me like if someone punches you in the face with caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
It is so strong.
Mm.
It is ridiculous.
So taking your tips and your tricks on Facebook and always on the phone. Laser.
Good morning.
Hi. What do you do to stay awake when you haven't slept in more than 24 hours?
The cheap trick that I have that works is you take half a glass of regular coffee, hot.
Okay.
And then the rest of the half of the glass of Coca-Cola, mix them together, and you just chug it.
You snort it up your nose.
Or intravenously, right?
What happens if you, on a normal day, you're drinking about four monsters and two to three pops?
You have to realize Heather consumes more caffeine than anyone on the planet.
And like three to five pots of coffee. I'm not sure that that's going to work.
She's not exaggerating.
Well, I'll tell you what, I took these things called Yellow Jackets.
I've been there. Yep.
I was sitting at a Chinese restaurant. It felt like my eyes were trying to escape my head.
Yeah, I've taken those before. Those will do the trick for about 7 hours.
That sounds fun.
The crash is awful.
Yeah, it is. Because you're like, I'll just take another one. Feel like an idiot.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a good day. Take care. Be blessed.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.
Next with Heather and Wicket.
Rock hard news, Wickets.
There's a poll out for one of our favorite artists that we play a lot on here, Laser. We're going to have you pick the best from one of the best metal bands of all time.
Ooh, can you give us any hint at all, Wicket? A little tiny hint, just a little one.
I blogged about it. You can read it at laser1033.com.
Cool, 8 minutes.
You're hanging with Heather and Wicket.
Good morning!
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, and we're in trouble.
Mornings on Laser 103.3.